AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. House Speaker Mike Johnson is insisting that the U.S. military strikes in Venezuela over the weekend were legal and that administration officials fulfilled their obligations to Congress.
Look, I can tell you, as Speaker of the House, as the person who's in charge of defending Article I powers, I'm just going to insist to you that those have not been traversed in any way by what happened here.
Democrats, on the other hand, raised questions about the administration's plans. Here's Senator Chris Murphy.
The more we learn, the more we realize how fundamentally corrupt this action is. It has nothing to do with Venezuelan people because it appears as if they are leaving Maduro's party in charge. The repression will continue. It has nothing to do with drugs coming to the United States because Venezuela wasn't sending drugs to the United States. They were sending drugs to Europe. Increasingly, Donald Trump is saying out loud that it's just about the oil.
In Cuba, officials lowered flags before dawn yesterday to mourn 32 security officers they say were killed in the U.S. weekend strike in Venezuela. The South American nation is Cuba's closest ally. The two governments are so close that Cuban soldiers and security agents were often the Venezuelan president's bodyguards. Severing Cuba from Venezuela could have disastrous consequences for its leaders, and many Cuban residents are wondering what the capture of President Nicolas Maduro means for their future. Meanwhile, the Mexican government and analysts dismissed the likelihood of U.S. military intervention against Mexican drug cartels, despite threats from President Trump. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum's administration has been complying with Washington's demands, and the economic ties between the two countries are vital, they say. World shares advanced today while U.S. futures edged lower. The prices of oil and precious metals also climbed. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Kevin Durant scored 26 points and hit a three-pointer with 1.1 seconds left to lift the Rockets over the Suns 197 in his first game against his former team since being traded to Houston. The Pistons routed the Knicks 121-90 behind 29 for Cade Cunningham. The Nuggets topped the 76ers 125-124 in overtime without injured star Nikola Jokic. College hoops, Arizona held on to the number one spot in the AP Top 25 by a single point over Michigan. Montana State won its first national championship since 1984, beating Illinois State 35-34 in OT in the football championship subdivision title game. NFL, the Raiders fired coach Pete Carroll, the Browns fired Kevin Stefanski, and the Cardinals fired Jonathan Gannon, and the Giants are retaining GM Joe Shane. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.